Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are. It's Saturday. It's Psychic Jethro. We're winding up your weekend and with a lot of fun, which we always have on Saturdays, starting with the fun of, have you balanced your chakras? We had a lot of you teasing me and writing me about the toning this week really made you restful. Well, I don't want you sleeping, so we're going to go back to what are you guys doing laying down? When you're doing your metaphysical classes, you got to be setting up. If you feel more comfortable laying down, do a relaxed meditation, but not toning and definitely not balancing. When you are asleep and your body is working with you, you will be working with that energy of doing that. When you're taking the class, I want you setting up. So I had a lot of laughs, a lot of fun with it. Set up to do the class. You guys are like, I'm getting all this wild energy running through me. Well, yes, make sure your back is straight. You know, look at the lotus positions. You know, look at the raising the vibration to that level. And I want you really in tone for that, because the fun thing is next week, as we start into raising those top chakras, you're going to want it for the 8th and 9th. You're really going to want to be setting up and alert, because any of you who has ever felt the violet flame, it's going to make you lay down anyway. And I want you experiencing it first, setting up to feel that whole positive vibration. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. Hello in the room. We've got a lot of chatters, our regulars, and our fun friends. Hi, everybody. I welcome all of you, and we're having one of those great contestant weekends that any of you know. If you get a chance, send me your receipt from Living in the Psychic Realm. We're giving away here at the end of August, we're going to be giving out a contest to those of you who had looked in and had seen the contest, and this is what it is those who send in their receipt to me at psychicjethro@aol.com, or if you get a hold of me and want to send it, I've had people call me at 928-284-0437, and I'll give you my snail mail address if you want to send it. But really, mostly try to do the email if you can. If not, send it to my snail mail. And the contest we're having for that is we're going to give away one box of coffee, hot tea, or chocolate, your choice, and we're going to give you 1 hour reading by Psychic Jethro if you send in those receipts. We have got our winner for July, and I know all of you guys are paying attention and looking with it. It was written in there, and what we had that it was giving to is Diane Elderly. She won the contest for July, and now August, now we're putting in for this. We want you guys to all continue. All of you that put in your receipts will be put in again for July. So if you put in a receipt with me, you know, do it. We all know if it's Mercury retrograde, check. You can always email me, like I said, or call me and say, you know, is my receipt in? And we'll make sure you're in for that contest. We've had a lot of people asking about the new contest for how do I get the coffee, tea, and me, which is Jethro, for a reading. How you do that is you get in and you call 719-289-4907, and we have a really good rate, and we're doing some things there to help all of you try it out, and you can do both. We have quite a few people who have tried it out. We've got a really good response, and we are doing that again this month in some different areas that we're trying out. So please, you know, get with me, and let's get to right off the bat. Let's do one, a couple of you phone calls that have waited so patiently for me. Hello, 303. How are you doing in Colorado?
How do you know that it's Colorado?
Colorado, that 303. I'm from Wyoming, and I have a lot of family and friends in Colorado, is why.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you know all the area codes around the country then?
No, Jethro did get out when he was a child. No, I'm teasing. I'm glad you called in. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm just so excited that you waited for me while I got all my stories out. And if you'll give me your first name, I'll give you what I'm picking up from the guides, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you. Allison is my first name.
Allison, I'm getting that you've got all this stuff happening, and it's going so fast. It's like what they used to call a lazy Susan with a lot of food on it. It's like there's all this stuff going by, and you have so many choices. You're grabbing things and it's happening, but the financial, there's something going on with your financial there that's not good.
That's right.
Now, that's what the angels are saying, and I laugh. I love those little lazy Susans. I could, you know, just spin them and get all this food. Everybody who knows Psychic Jethro, I'm like, I haven't had that one before with the guys. But they're showing me all these choices you have, Allison, and the financial is going to be, there's something else that's gone on there that just changed it for you. They said that you had a job or you had something, and it's changed, and ever since you've been, like, trying to climb uphill.
Yeah, that's sort of been a process going on since 2008, actually. So yeah, in June I lost a job. It wasn't a moneymaker job at all, and I'm not actually even unhappy that I lost that job, but it did put my finances into even increased peril.
Now, that's what I'm getting. They said that this has been, and this is where the change of the transition. Now, Allison, I do need a favor from you. I need to get your date of birth, and I'm going to explain to you why I'm being so rude, but I need to ask you what your date of birth is.
That's fine. No problem. I'm not embarrassed about that. March 15, 1957.
It's great, because what they're showing me now here, doing a little bit of the numerology and looking at the the March, is that you've been in a very strong parallel, which, now those of you who've kept track and understood our paranormal, and I'm going to do a little paranormal. Do you mind talking about this, Allison? I'm just going to...
No.
If those of us who kept track of the planets, in 2005, we had a vortex open. We had energy happen. We had what we call our star brothers and sisters. Some get over here and some get left over there. So what happened when that closed, the ones that were here, just like what happened before with the Pleiades and the Pleiadians were here, these new ones got stuck over here. Well, they were here to help. Do you remember in 2005 how your life was taking such a dip?
It started before 2005, actually. It started probably in 2012. Some of it started in some fashion in 2001, 2002, but then it really took a big dive around 2005, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you even went a little farther back. So this also shows me with your numerology that you are one of those friends of ours and family that was chosen by the White Hood, and the energy of those who, you know, people who don't believe in ET are going to turn off, and I can hear you already going, psychic Jethro's went crazy. No, it's true. They're out there. They're doing work. You've worked with orbs. I feel that what happened for you as things were going into the energy is all of a sudden you started really wanting and needing your life to take off, Allison, and instead all of this happened. And what's gone on is, if you looking at these transfers of energies, now we just had this happen again. Those of us who study this and do with the astronomy, the really new excellent thing is that we're coming into September 9 of 2012. And what's going to happen with those gateways and that strength is all of this stuff that's been brought into you that's been causing all this chaos, like you said, 2001, 2005, is going to go. So then you're going to be released. And a lot of humans are in the same boat you are. We're all doing our math, and it's like, wait a minute, what, you know, why would that affect us? Because they were here. Well, it isn't the light ones that affected us. It isn't even just the scary things that was going on that came through. What's happening and affecting you is the transitional energies and the things happening, Allison. Your guides and energies are really resonating with that. I can hear from your guides that they wake you up at nights at odd hours, like 333, 303. You know, and it's ironic with your phone number, but they're saying 555. There's times they get you up and they talk with you, or they have you, you, there's been times you woke up at the 111 or noticed in the day at the 111. And it's, have you, you know what I'm talking about, Allison?
Yeah, kind of,
And what they're showing me is that this is all coming together in the energy, and what they're telling me is why you've been having the physical problems is that your guides have been kind of shielding and blocking you so that other different energies didn't pick this up. And uniquely, normally you guys always hear me work within this realm, or at least the psychic realm, but this is another dimension. And what's really gone on now is that they said your life's going to really go well, and you're going to start having it after September 9th of 2012. And after that gateway and that energy does the other part, then they can bring you out. You're like, you know, don't get offended, but you've been on the spatial or the energy layaway, setting back here with your guides protecting you in a cocoon, and yet with your March 15th birthday, you're very, very sensitive, and so they almost have had to protect you like you would a newborn, because now they've been putting in data into you. I'm getting a very strong buzz, Allison. You know what I'm talking about. You know stuff that you shouldn't really know, but you just know it.
Yeah, I've always been like that. I have. You know, I'm not from here, and I know that, and I'm real comfortable with that. You know, other people aren't, but I'm perfectly fine. You know, I can't wait to get off this planet, to be honest, but that's another story. Because this is not home for me. This is not home, but, you know, I got stuff to do here.
Well,
and so anyhow, yeah, the finances are huge. They're more than a burden. They're just absolutely impeding my life in many ways. And right now, there are some things happening in my personal life that require me to make a trip. That's going to cost me. And financially, I'm in no position to make the trip. But it's really, really important that I make the trip, and so I don't know how I'm going to even make that happen. So I'm very, very, very stressed, incredibly stressed with this new development in my life.
I feel it, and I feel you going through, and I can relate. I will be up there in Colorado. I haven't got the confirmations from them to say where, but I am going to be in Laramie, Wyoming, the 25th of August, and I'm going to be 24th in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'll be through Denver and Colorado, and probably I foresee me in Fort Collins doing a signing there. So please stay in contact with me. I am going to keep the energy and bless you with it. I feel you're going to get through it. And I feel you're my first person I've had call through the phone that I know of that definitely have just, you've got a lot of that activity with you, and it's really great. And I feel honored to have you call, and I welcome you on to listening to Psyche's Gone Wild. Please follow and become one of our friends and family.
Oh, I already do. Okay, well, okay, I guess, I hope you're right. I don't know if things are actually going to get better. I don't know how much longer I can even continue where things are at right now. You know, my life might be much shorter than I think it's going to be, but we'll see.
And I want you to make sure you do something for me. When they're talking to you, make sure you are letting those guides, and you said with your other ones, get through. You know, we had a lady last week on Living in the Realm show. I gave her the Powerball and a couple of the lottery numbers, and she didn't pay attention, and I'm so scared. We're all wanting Diane to call in and let us know if she did get the money, because she asked for it, and the guides gave it to her. That's the kind of energy you've got, Allison, with your guides. They're showing me some energy with you to put in. They keep saying the number 14. They're telling me all. I feel that you also got a really good thing that when you go in, notice and feel. I'm not saying go out and sell the ranch or gamble everything, but they're saying go and feel a few energies and try out a couple dollars here or there in some of the places there. They keep saying you go in to buy coffee. And while you're there, look down, notice a couple of them. Do a little bit of the, they're showing me like it's a pull tab or a scratch off or something. They're telling me that the guides, and you know, this is something about, especially with the other part, is they want to have us do real good. And for us humans, you know, you have to explain to them, you're ready and need and got to have this because of your health, some other financial means there.
I don't understand what this 14 means. Are you saying that I should buy $14?
No, I wouldn't say that many, but I would say a Powerball of 14, and look at some of the other numbers. They keep saying 8. They're telling me 14 and 8.
Okay.
And they're, you know, and a 3, 14, 8, 3. And they're showing me that I would take some of those and try those, a couple of those combinations, and feel with your feeling. Ask them, feel with it. Sit there and play with it a little bit on the paper. You know, if you spend $3 or $4, you haven't done bad. But they said that you'll get them from that way. And I'm only giving you some because they're also telling me that you need this. It's not like you're wanting it. There's a difference. When you know you've already got it. And I want you to do this. I'm going to keep the prayers out for you. I do also feel that there's going to be some kind of a healing there done. Somebody's got some kind of answer to help you with some of the health that's going on.
Is it my health or is it the health of a family member?
The person that you've got there, you're taking care of.
I'm not sure what that means. I'm not taking care of anybody in my family. That's my family's all far away from here, so I'm not really sure what that means. Quite a distance from here.
Okay, this is someone that's close to you. This isn't out. They're showing me that there's some things going on there, a little bit of health there. And the guides are telling me, and what I spiritually foresee is I see this coming together and this being okay, where it's going to be handled, where there's not so much. What I get is a lot of stress. I get physical, the body aching and pain. I'm not so sure this isn't you.
Is this me or is this somebody else?
This is physically feeling like you. You just don't want to admit that you've got anything wrong. So it's projecting out towards someone else. But I do feel that you're going to get in, and I see you talking with someone that's going to help you physically handle some of this. You've been sick for a while.
Yeah, I know. I'm not denying that I have my own health issues, but there's somebody else in my family whose health issues are far, far worse than mine, so, but they're at a distance.
Oh, I'm feeling with you, and I really feel that it's going to be someone there and some working and making sure not only with the proteins, but to get sure that you're getting the right amount of rest. You know, especially with that Pisces March birthday, you've got to have that rest. And for you to have it, it's all tied in together. You're a hardworking person, and I'm going to put out some prayers. And I feel like, Allison, that we're going to get you through this. It we're going to talk again, and you're going to be in a happier mood up there.
Why do you say, I'm just curious for you, the listeners, why do you say September 9th? Why that date in particular, you know, for anybody who's listening and curious about that?
What I percept and what I have worked with different organizations is the different gateways and the strength. And what they're telling me on that 9-9 is that the reason we're having that purpose is this is an inner synergy fold. From those who've been in Sedona or different places and seen, the white orbs and the other strengthening are coming in, and different energies are intertwining to release the things that don't want to be here. A lot of other activity that's going on in this country is from different ones who don't want to be here. It's not people, humans. It's other activity that came in when those dimensions were open. And what they've been telling all of us and those working with it is they're going to release, and we're going to see this earth go together. Now, you're going to get a lot of conflict from this, and I'm glad you have brought it up. A lot of different psychics believe the 9-9 2012 is going to do another energy, and there's going to be a lot of things happen with the planet. I'm more saying what's going to happen is you're going to see a lot of release of the ET activity, and we're going to see a lot of that stop the negative that's been happening for us that they've been here for bothering.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, and I'll let you get on to any other callers, and please keep me on. Please mute me so I can continue to listen if you would.
I will, and Allison, I bless you, and
thank
I'm glad you called.
You're
having a little bit of fun here with Psychics Gone Wild, and we've got our little fun here going on that I need to let you guys know. Next week, when you tune in, we've got quite a few of you guys have called in. Hang on tight. You want to listen to this one. Next week, we are going to raise our time. So if you've been catching us at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, noon Mountain Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, tune it up 2 hours. We're now going to be on 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. This also means by tuning it up by twos, we're also bringing Mercury right back around because it's going to come right out of it, and we're going to next week have you guys all getting double ones. So tune in and call 773-897-6461 at those times starting next Wednesday. The day that it goes is the 8th. And what we're going to turn right around that day and do is you're going to get double psychics. You're going to get double intuition. You're going to get double readings. We're going to have, starting it out at 4 o'clock, Wednesday, August 8th, you're going to have Casey Kelly and Tony Naomi. You're going to turn right around and behind that at 5 o'clock have Casey Kelly and Tryon Victory. And then turn around Thursday, grab Linda Irwin, 2 hours with her and Kaylee Casey, and I've got a little surprise guest we can't tell you that's coming on then. Then if you're still with us and still rolling and ready for more fun on Friday, tune in at 4 p.m. Friday for Psychic Jethro and Amy Kavanaugh, getting as intense and as strong as you're ready to go. We welcome all of you, and we'll get right into 513. You're next. How are you doing today?
Fine. Thank you, Jethro, for taking my call. My name is Deborah, and I was just wanting to see if the angels or the guides had anything for me.
Deborah, I thank you for being patient and waiting. We got a long list, and I'm going to go into, for a general reading, I'm going to go with what we've got with the energy and what the guides have got waiting. Is Deborah, they're telling me that a lot of the tears you went through are going to be changed. They said, they're telling me, Deborah, I keep feeling some kind of a loss here that you've had.
Okay.
And they're showing me that you are really, Deborah, going into what this part of the year is going to bring for you. Is they keep showing me, I keep seeing really, like, really nice, like, candy boxes. It shows me they're, like, really pretty. They're very red, They're very nice, and they're like, you're choosing them. You remember the old game they used to play on? It was a TV show, and they used to pick the prize in the box.
Yes.
That's what I see happening with you. When you ask me what the guides had for you, the angels are showing me like these beautiful boxes, and you're going to pick one that ends up having to do with not only your house, but having a very positive love, and a friend's going to be involved in this. You have a friend. I keep feeling that there's a friend that is trying to get you where she wants you to be. She loves you.
Okay.
I thought she was moving you. She's doing something.
Is she a sister that's close to me now, or is she a sister that is distant to me right now that is wanting me closer?
The one that's wanting you closer. The one that's wanting you closer. Man, I got a buzz. She says the sister, and they keep showing her with it that this is going to be for you guys working it. She also really, really needs you more than she's saying. She's something else is going on there. And as you started talking, they said friend, and they went, you know, because you are. And the guys kind of said they've been working with this for a while. You kind of, they both need you. And yet this is going to be a really good energy for you to go there. This house, there's something about where your other sister is and the place that she's at, the neighborhood, it will resonate a little more than what's going on right now. I feel like I honestly feel like, Deborah, there's times you don't feel really good and I see tears. Either you're hurting or something's going on here with you physically.
Okay.
I keep seeing.
Well, I've had a distant relationship with my daughter for the past 3 years.
Oh, it's emotional tears. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to say her name so I can read her?
Yes, her name is Kate or Catherine.
I do see that. I do see this as a love and hate thing going on with you too. She used to look up to you. She still fights with you. She has sometimes, and sometimes she does this for. It's like she kind of feels hurt that you give love to other people. She wants all of you. She's kind of then she gets mad and does stuff to you.
I haven't spoken to her in about 3 years. She won't answer my calls or texts, you know, messages. And is it a way of her punishing me?
Yes, it is. And it's, you know, you say you haven't seen with her and do it, but I can tell you this right now. And, you know, if you listen to my show, Deborah, you can take it to the bank. She has pretty much gone through a lot of struggle with you. She's going through things, and it is a punishment. And I feel like that you're going to get to talk to her later. And I just want to tell her, from my own personal thing, take and love every moment with your mother. There's not a day now that's went by since mine has passed that I have not thought of, missed, and realized. You know, I called her weekly and sometimes a couple times during the week. It's just, you know, it is so silly for any time whenever you've got an energy, you know, and I'm putting this out with the guides too, because I see that she's going through something with you that is so silly. It's not even... It doesn't matter. And Deborah, I feel like what it is you love her so much. I can see what's hurting you is that you've went beyond and with it. And this is her way of getting like a payback or a silly. And she's not realizing that what she's doing in karma is she's causing herself more harm because you're there to help her. But if she's going to play games with your stuff, it's like she's blaming you for something that you couldn't help. Has she talked to you about what's happened with her and what went on when she was younger?
No, I think her anger, the last time I spoke to her was after I had sold our house through a divorce. And I offered it to her father and he did not want it. And, you know, I told her that I couldn't hold on to it. I couldn't take care of it because at the time I was going through breast cancer and it was just too big of a house for me to take care of. And the last time I spoke with her was when I was moving from my house to a townhouse that I was beginning to rent. And that was the last time we spoke.
And I feel this has been like the other part of this material and the other things and stuff that was talked. And there's a lot more going on with the other emotions. And know this, that they, you know, we always hurt the ones we love. And I feel that. My heart's bleeding out to you. And it is the emotion that, I mean, I, you know, had a very close relationship with my mom. She was a single parent and for a lot of years, I should say. But really even strongly is the whole thing there is over this material is just nonsense. She really is, you know, and you and I know You know, if it was so simple of it, you'd have put the house on a gift certificate and sent it to them. That never was what the issues were. And what you've been trying to work with and get the understanding here, Deborah, and I feel this other sister's going to help you with, is I see this later coming. They do say it's quite a ways down the road, but I do see her finally putting down the hatchet, as we call it, or burying the problem. And that is because there's some other things happening for her. She really is not getting it. She's feeding off of this whole silly divorce. And, you know, the really sad, honest truth, it was your divorce, not just her life change.
I
hope I helped you. I feel like I got remarried.
No, Jethro, no, you did, because she knew about the divorce before I did. And she came out and sort of told me, and it was almost like a, ha ha, you know, Dad and I are leaving you, but yet she was so young that she couldn't have possibly known, you know, how much hurt it was going to cause me.
And you're a very strong, positive woman, and I just want to say to this man, which we've not said his name and we're not going to even do it over the air, shame on you. You used this energy, you did this with this child, you put this energy together. And whenever it comes down to a separation of family, it's so hard. You know, I'm not only glad you divorced him, but I pray and know someday that when the light shines on him and she does realize that, you know, parents are funny when it comes to it. He did a lot of little awkward things there with this. Now, we all have that unique, special relationship, boys with their moms, girls with their dads. The really unique thing that you've got here is he did do some other things there to ensure that she felt the wrong things, like you said, ha-ha, with you. And I pray and put that karma over to the higher power, because those are things you can't do without paying karma back. I mean, you know it, and I know. You know that there was also, honestly, this person that was unhappy with you for a while, and he wasn't honest with you. What makes her think he's going to be honest with her just because she's his blood?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, do you see good or another relationship coming to me then?
I also see that's part of those packages. I think that's what the red box is. I've been wanting to look and have you look with the guys to see if there's a gentleman in one of those boxes. Because it's like I see you just happy, like that show used to be, and they're opening a box, and there's a nice red thing, and they're opening, and they're all red-coated. So red is very much love. So love is in there not only for your family, love is in there for the friendships, love is in there. Now, this is a strengthening with you. They're telling me with the numbers that this is going to take itself almost an 8 month, they said eight's important to you. It's going to take 8 months to cycle all of it out. But when you get through with all of it, other than your daughter, and your daughter's coming around in some other way, she may be being ornery about the letters you send the other, but I also see that what also is happening for her is, you know, it's working there. The angels are telling me, and it's something I'll work with you a little later on, because we've got a lot of people behind you. At a time when we have it, get a hold of me at 928-284-0437, and we'll work together and do some angel work together and get Ariel, the youngest angel and the most positive angel, to strengthen there on letting the truth be known there. Because I think a
Ariel.
Lot of it. Yeah.
Okay. Because I call on her quite a bit.
I bet you do.
I do. And, you know, right as I'm waking in the morning, I try to feel my daughter's energy very close and sending her love, and just knowing that, you know, I send her my best at all times, and, you know, no matter where she is, I always love her, and, you know, I call her on the exact moment of her birth every year, and she's going to be 20 this year on 12-12-12.
Oh, excellent. Very strong. Very much with the other energy, and, you know, I just, my hat off to you. I bless you. I better run on. I'm going to have to take a few minutes. I know there's quite a few guys waiting, but Psychic Jethro needs to have a drink of water, and I'm going to have to.
Thank you, Jethro. Thank you, and God bless.
Bless you, and have a good day, Deborah. We're going to take just a moment and listen to our Linda Irwin's excellent music, When the Planets Align. So enjoy a few moments of her music, and I'll be right back. Don't go away from that phone. Hang on. We'll get to you. We've still got almost an hour left to play Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you. We're back, and I thank everybody for letting me take that drink of water. I really kind of needed it. We're having fun. Welcoming all you guys that have been calling in and really enjoying just a family day and a fun day on Psychics Gone Wild. Here we are, and we have another Colorado number, 720. What do you know?
I know Jethro.
I know you, Avatar. Yay. Do you know that I'm going to be in Colorado? I'm looking to get some book signings. I'm going to be up in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Laramie, Wyoming, the 25th of August. And all things said and done, I will be doing some readings around there. I'm trying to get right now, what's going to happen is I'll announce where I'm going to be there. But I'm going to be in Fort Collins. I always end up there, and I'm going to hit Denver the 23rd, and then it looks like I'm going to be doing readings around there.
Okay, well, I'm going to call you. You know, I have your number.
Mm-hmm.
And make it a point to find out where you're going to be on the 23rd.
Thank you, and I think it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll just have a great time. And I welcome you, and glad you called in on Psychics Gone Wild. I'm going to have you do with it. We've got a lot of callers, and I welcome everybody, but give me a specific subject you want to talk, or give me a little idea here, Avatar, and then we'll go from there.
Well, it's about my education. I had found out that, you know, I'm in school. I graduated yesterday, but I wanted to go further. But I don't think the funds are going to be available because they withdrew some of the funds because I'm near a cap. You know, they have a cap on it. And so my question was about, you know, whether I'm going to continue there or, you know, if something is going to become available for, there is still funds available, but not like it's nowhere near like it was earlier in the year.
That's what I'm getting, and I just keep feeling it. There's energy here happening to you going on really strong in the energy, and I feel like that the guides are telling me that it's going to be a little later on, but you will go back and work on the school. Right now, what they're working on is they're going to start putting you to helping the others. You're healing yourself to heal others. You're going to end up with that business you kind of wanted, and you're starting to look into a place that you can open up some shop. I see you not only having health products for others, but I see you working with they're telling me that you're going to be working with some people there that are going to bring in some objects. I'm seeing Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin to me. They're showing me the female energy of that. They show some other people and you talking. I see these people are, you know, you're right there close, and you have like Boulder. Boulder, Colorado is one of the most strongest vortexes in the Rocky Mountains. You know, and they love people like you. Like us, here we are. Aren't we the unique ones? They love people who are metaphysically. Let's make sure I don't classify me and Avatar as these ornery children that we are. But what I say is they love us. And what's happening there, and I see what the holistic work is, you're really going to be working within the two. I see you going to a good place I read at was Pearl Street. You know, Pearl Street, and I've heard that it's changed a little bit. We'll see while I'm back there. You guys will know. If you go down Pearl Street and see Psychic Jethro, you know I'm back there laughing and going down the street. I love the music. I love the free food, obviously. I always really love the fact that they have readers and healers up and down the street. If you ever get a chance, I really promote Boulder, Colorado, to stop and enjoy what holistic is all about. You know, I know there's a waiting list to get into Boulder. You also do not want to be a smoker. Back when I used to smoke, I'd get in trouble, and they will call the police on you if you're caught outside smoking in whatever area. They want you to hide under your bed and do it, you know.
So next semester, so you're saying that I am going to withdraw? That's what you're saying? I'm going to withdraw?
I'm feeling you said that it isn't just the other part of it. I think you're going to delay it. I think you're going to try to get some other things. I don't see a complete withdrawal. I see you going about other funds, and I see this taking a while. I'm seeing this taking like a year and a half to almost 2 years, and it's part of it is there is some other delays in the financial funds for you, but I do see it coming about. I don't think it's just you're not just looking at the normal funds of, okay, help me with a loan. You're looking at a lot of funds that are going to be able to come through for you. They're coming in other ways. And they said this is the time to really looking and putting out some extra work because what you have now, well, it was not enough to get you where you want to be.
Right.
And that's what I see, and I see you really going through. I see it just being a delay. I don't see this stopping you. You're pretty strong. And why I kept seeing Kuan Yin, and I still really see with that female energy, is I see that, I see you're working with someone who, and that's why I just keep seeing that. There's a lot of businesses, not just in Pearl Street, but down Old Town, Fort Collins. You're close over there in Denver, but other energies I see coming together, and you working with a way that you can put all this into a really positive area. Do you mm-hmm. see what I'm, you know, and I see you, I used to be the psychics on wheels, they called me. I see you being the healer on wheels. I see you, you know, and you laugh. I was good. I just, you know, it was fun. I read, you know, well, you know the circle there, you know, if you do a circle around there, you can start like in, good example is start in Denver where you are. We'll go backwards. You start in Denver and you go up, you hit, the first next town is Longmont. Then you go a little farther, you hit Fort Collins. Then you go up and you hit Laramie. Then you turn and flip back and you go into Cheyenne. Then if you go keep going down there, you get into Windsor. And then you turn around and go back into Fort Collins, back into Longmont, back to Denver. And that's what I would do. And they would laugh. My kids will tell, well, my child, I have one left, but to my older one passed. But my child will tell you, Ryan, when he's on, that was the height of my two boys' glory. They're like, let's go do it. And we'd go for 3 or 4 days, psychics gone wild, or psychics out there running down those things, reading all over. And, you know, their favorite time, obviously, was summer when they had school off because we could do longer. But there was weekends I would go read here for a couple, and flip back in. And, you know, it was a riot. And that's what I'm getting from you. But I see it a little more going towards Boulder. They keep telling me, you know, and it's, Boulder is the really excellent people. I mean, they're really good people there that are really into what we're into. They are open. They do have a problem about moving in. Last I knew, there was a waiting list to move in. Boulder has its own community up there, and it's not a bad thing, but I do know they're really working on, you know, with that kind of energy. The excellent thing I see you also going into is I see you're handling some of your spiritual development.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, to heal those people, you're also able to read them. And you've always been able to sense your guides are, you're pretty well on it. I feel always complimented that you picked me for a reader here because you just really have me confirm what you're already feeling most of the time.
Right. And that 111, you know, my son's grave site is 111. And I've been getting the 111 and 111 all the time. I mean, it's so, you know, I heard you tell another caller earlier about that. I don't know exactly, you know, other than it's, you know, my son's gravesite, what is that, him speaking to me, or does it mean something else? Because I get the 111 all the time.
And I love it, and I know that if you, you know, and I'm quoting out of a book, you guys, so be careful, because I read, everyone knows me. I was the kid that used to walk home with the backache because I had so many books from the library. They worked out a deal with me. I would bring stack by stack. And they're like, you're getting up to about 30. You're going to have to bring a few back. You know what I'm like? I'm reading them as fast as I could. Still like to read. And what I get, I think if I'm correct in the book knowledge of it, it means the angels are all around us, if I'm correct. I know in the spiritual belief of it, and those three together, is it's a union of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Three. One, two, three. You see those three ones, it means that the Holy Ghost is in spirit talking to you. I also know that if you're getting it at a time and an energy of it to really go into it and feel in your heart, I would have to go with that old school that the 1, 2, 3 means that. And I know you guys, please don't email me that Bubaloo and Babaloo and everybody thinks all the different things. I know everybody has beliefs. This is what I was taught and believed. And you know, if you argue with me, then I don't have time to be nice to you. No, I'm kidding. I just can't. I'm trying to stop everybody from emailing me because I know that what we want is we want to find what works for you. Now, for me, the reason some of the older school, like you were talking, Avatar, you say with your son, what does, when you feel that 111, what does it mean to you?
Well, I just feel like his presence, I feel his presence around, and I feel synchronicity, like things are synchronizing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I just want to say, synchronicity?
That would make a good sense to me, and that still would make sense and fit. And it's just like, like we were just talking about, both of us being sensitive in reading. When you're reading with like regular playing cards is a good example. I don't know if any of you guys have ever read with the regular 52 deck of cards. It's how I first started out reading in cards, because the tarot would shock me. Honestly, they would shock me. So if you lay down the cards, a good example is if you lay down the queen, I'm like you, Avatar, I would consider you a queen of clubs. You're a very, you're kind of dark-complected. You have an energy about you that most people, they kind of like you, and then they kind of have to test you to see. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know. And there's been times in your life where you've had finances, but you have to fight to keep those finances, or people will take the money from you.
Or I give it away. I was told I give it away.
Oh, you give it away. Oh, you're one of those. Okay, that's still
fits the theme. Yeah, one of those to give it away. Yeah.
And what comes up if you have that with a female card, if it falls in there, just like with the 111, the same example is if the card's laying beside it or how it falls. Like the same thing with the clock. If you look in the 111 happening in the middle of the night and it's waking you up, it's a synchrony, I would say, very much. If it's happening 111 every day and it's still doing the synchrony, I would look at it and I would, you know, I'm a Scorpio. I'd have to take it a little farther. But I think that's exactly what they're doing with you. And I feel that they're telling you that, you know, you're a knowledge person is a good example. That's a queen of clubs. So that all coming together, they're getting you ready to take another springboard of it.
Yes.
And yeah, you're feeling it. I'm feeling it too.
Yeah.
And you know, we were talking about what's going to happen with you when it goes 12, 12, 12. Because now you've got the male one, the female two, and you're going male, female, male, female. And it's like 12, 12, 12. You know, that energy alone is going to strengthen you up to a whole realm of other energy that you intended to have happen for yourself.
Right.
You're going to be one that I bet you that's the day that everything, and after that, it's just going to be so much release. I see you even doing tears. I also see that you're for your family, a lot of what happened to her? What's she up to now? And they're going to be watching you like that little Speedy the Mouse. What is she doing now? What is she doing now?
Yeah, I kind of picked up that too. I picked up that too, Jeff. I did. I really picked that up too. They're going to be wondering, well, how did she pull that off?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I got to let you go. We got other people waiting on me, and they're giving me that look.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we're having a great time on Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and thank you, Avatar. We always welcome all you regulars. You come in and you followers, and we continue to go right on. We've got another caller here, 229. You're doing fine on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 229?
Hey, Jethro, it's Jay.
Hey, Jay, welcome here, and I'm glad it's been a little couple of while since I've talked to you, and I thank you for calling in Psychics Gone Wild. How is the reverendship going?
It's very busy.
I hope in a good way. You know, that's kind of, I'm teasing you.
It is a good way, and, you know, but it is, like, a whole bunch of work that I don't usually do. Like, I'm doing PowerPoints because I feel like I'm going to be doing presentations, and I'm just doing a lot of work that I never do. So, but I like it, and I enjoy it. But things are changing for me. I'm on a countdown of 30 days to move. So I'm wondering, am I going to Alabama? Is my house going to be sold in North Carolina? I'll be able to stay here in Florida, you know, am I going to be able, there's this house I really want to buy here in Florida, but it's really out of my price range, and, but I'm trying to manifest it. I, like, have it on my altar, and I've claimed it, and I've went through it, and,
I see the guides and the angels are doing this. They love you dearly, but they're not letting you have it, and there's a reason for it. I understand what's going on. You know what I mean? And
because it's $500,000. That's why.
Oh my gosh, Jay! You don't. That isn't a house. That becomes a mansion. There's a point there where the servant gets brought in. No, I'm teasing you. You know that.
But I mean, there's things wrong with it, and it's going to go up for short sale. So they said it was going to short sale for like $250,000. Well, there's been a robbery in it, and so they did a lot of damage. So now I think, you know, if you really played your cards right, you could get this $500,000 house for $100,000.
Yeah, see, now that's what I got going on with you, that the the guys are telling me, you went over there and you took your reverendship and you got this plate. No, I'm teasing you. Come on, Jay. I know you. You know, we know you wouldn't do that. In America. It's only America. I'm trying to beat them with the flag, but it's America. And I've got to make you laugh. We got to keep the psychics going wild, yeah. Lively. I do see them going through with this. They said that the house of yours is... Carolina is going to be sold, but it's going to be a little later down the road. And it's a good thing. Your angels are doing this for your protection. They're also doing some other things that are going on for you. They're really cycling this up, and they keep telling me that you're going to go to that move you were talking about, and you said that. They definitely said that's really in the picture, and it's your calling. They're saying that the Florida thing here is going to have to take, it's going to be, it's like that short sale is coming up, but I see someone else there or something. I see that you want it and it would be great, but there is some other stuff that's going to come up later. It's like not everything that's known about this property has all come to the surface. I feel you could sense it, but it's like kind of one of those where you, oh my gosh, you know, the termites love the roof kind of thing.
they stole the solar panels. So that was, you know, I mean, they stole all the stuff that made it really a $500,000 house. So,
okay.
But it is on a lake, so it really is a nice house anyways.
Oh,
but so do you see me then going back to North Carolina? Is that what's happening in 30 days?
They show that, and they show it's going to be all right. Actually, you're having to kind of do this mission, and it's like, you know, we were talking, and I laugh you got on here. I'm going to have to ask you, Jay, what is your opinion about the ET activity tonight?
Well, you know, that's another question that I have. I've been offered a job at doing psychic readings, and I don't know. You know, I know everything about everything, but, you know, I don't know that I'm a psychic reader.
Yeah, I know she really danced around that, and Jay just did the two-dash cowboy song. But it was okay, and that's all right, because really what they are saying with that, and I do see the guys are telling me that, you will be doing that, a little bit of it. You'll be doing your spiritual intuition. You're really going to be working with doing the counseling of around it, and I see that's why this has got you, why you danced around the extraterrestrials. And it's okay, because, you know, it is the topic. I do see you going through some other things, Jay, that are there in timing, and it seems like that the guys are saying that the surprise for you is going to be that you go there to Carolina to really kind of handle not the house but some other stuff, and then it's just going to be quickly, everything else is just going to fall into alignment, and it's manifesting exactly out. I don't know why, but this house on the lake is just, it just feels to me, and I just kept seeing, like, they show you trying to get it, the angels, and then they show it be here, but someone else has got their hooks into it too, and they're like reeling it in over here.
Okay, do you see me going to Alabama to meet this girl?
I really feel that Alabama is a good thing, and I do see you kind of working on what you've been wanting to have happen, and I see that very positive. You also, I got to be honest with you, Jay, you need that relationship. They're telling me there's different things that happen with you when you're single. You just kind of, you've been out there being a wild man or something. There's something going on there. The angels are like, I'm not saying they've got a gun behind you waiting, but they're pretty close to, it's time for Jay and to settle down with someone.
Oh, well, it's been a very celibate single life, so, but it's by choice. I really enjoy my time alone, so it's going to be difficult to actually be in a relationship and try to, compromise.
Oh, that's what it is, and that's, you know, and that's good, because that'll also be a really good spiritual lesson of the communion for both of you two as you meet here. I've already got, listen to me, I'm the reverend that's going to marry you, remember that.
Okay.
I've got that, and I actually legally can do that, and you know what would be really good too, that would be excellent, is what I see for you happening, Jay, is I see the real strengthening coming. You're right about it going to be difficult, but I see a real blessing there, because then it's going to be double fold. When two are together, he's there. This woman, this lady friend you have there is very Christian. I see also a really positive thing. As you two get to know each other and talk, it's going to give you such a good thing of having that other part. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, and I am a romantic, so you can call me that, but I just see the really loving thing is that you two together, you'll have someone to talk with, you'll have someone to experience life with, and the really even better part is someone to pray with, because I feel with you, when you're really strong in your energy, you you are really intense, and you might, that's probably what the guys are saying, you kind of need someone to keep you down here with the rest of us.
Okay, well, wow, I got a lot going on, don't I?
It's very good, you do, and Jay, I'm going to bless you, and I thank you.
Thank
welcome
you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Great. We're going to have some of you guys calling in to get a hold of me at 928-284-0437, and I'll give you a full reading because I want to talk to everybody. You know how we are, just like family, but I've got some that have been here for about an hour and more. So 607, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Great, and thank you for being patient. You've been there. You and Jay were the longest waiters we had this month.
Oh, I'm a very patient person. My name is Sharla, and do you even know where I'm at? I'm in New York.
Oh, rock on. You're up there with Maggie Wild Girl. Cool.
I'm not originally from here. I followed a bad relationship here, and so I'm from Montana. But, yeah, I'm in New York right now.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm Charlotte, I'm getting here. I guess something else that's happening for you, too. And it's like something else is going on with you there that's really kind of a, it seems like there's a lot of intensity going on here for you. No matter how we look at it or how we try to cycle the energy, the guides are showing me that you're not really getting able to handle anything else. It's like there's something pulling you in.
Yes, I have two gentlemen. One is, I guess you could say he's my boyfriend, but it's long distance, named Michael in Georgia. And his friend Edward are very, very spiritual. And they are, you're right, I am overwhelmed. They're working with me spiritually regarding trust issues, like from as a child and past relationships and what real love is, as opposed to, you're right, you're absolutely 100% right on. I am more than overwhelmed. I don't know what to think of it.
I can feel it, and I can feel what's going to happen here, and you're going to really, please don't hang the phone up or call me that name when you're mad, but I got to tell you, it's still more to come. And Charlie, you are like, they're showing me like faucets, and you're like, you know, when you turn on the bath faucet and both of them are going full blast and then it starts to go over, they show you even turn on a third one. Like you find another way to add more of this. And it's not you so much per se, it's the guys. They want you in this kind of little bit of chaos a little bit and to go with it. And you have somebody that really also loves you besides these two that's knocking at the door now or trying to get there.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just like, woo. You know, man, goodness, we have people can't get a date, and you've got all the phone numbers, Charlotte. Man, whoa, that's cool. They're just showing me a really excellent thing here that has happened. And part of it is, it's because of the energy. When you were kind of a shy girl when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
yeah.
You're just like, don't get mad at me. I've just got to tease you. Man, we're talking here a very shy woman, and then all of a sudden, blah, boom to the boom, boom, you've got all this energy of things going, and you have this thing with males. They don't just like you. They just love you forever. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm like, and no, take it as a compliment. This is a charisma. Is it, you know, you've definitely got some Scorpio and some Gemini and some mixing of some Sagittarius in there. It's like you've got the fire and air and water thing going on to where, look out. Man.
Well, maybe it's about time because I'm just 1 month out of a domestic violence shelter. I was in a horrible situation, and so maybe it's just about time.
It is, and I'll tell you what's really even excellent and what's really good about it, that it's going to be intense, and I'm glad you let me know that. And you probably heard if you listen to my show, I was an advocate for against violence, and I really take off my hat to you that what you've went through. We've had a lot of people call it the PTSD, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, if I'm saying it right, and some of the other issues that have go along with a victim, and you have got that energy. There's a warning here. They said that you've got people. They just, like, they do really, really love you, but also what's going to really go on here is I see this going to be the next couple months, you know, really do that with the angel work and just really watch that, you know, no matter how charming, how nice they are, you have boundaries. Slowly, Charlotte, slowly, baby steps, because the angels are showing me this. This is like, you've got this coming up in this energy. It's going to be like, whoom, and it's going to grab on, and you're going to be going, you know, Katie bar the door, grab the kids, run for the basement, because it's just going all this energy, wham, to the bam. And it's just like, there it is. And it's like, when you get into Christmas this year, it's going to be really great. But you've got to promise me, you know, and I've been there as a victim, if they seem too good to be true, relax, sit back, and talk to that old guy up above. Look up and see what's going on. Take a little time. You know, and any of you guys who've ever really looked with the angel work, you know, you've got my number, Charla, you know, to call. Call, leave a message, say, I just want to talk for a minute, because I'd rather you guys, that like, especially those of you who have been a victim, take a minute. It doesn't have to always be a reading. We can do a spiritual hello for a minute. Go, I've got something going. Because what happens, sadly, is that with what, especially what you've got it, like you said, it's time. That relationship before, the person that was abusive, part of why is he's like, woo, he had something, he didn't know how to handle it, and he kept you tied up, wrapped up, or whatever he could do to hang on to you. Sadly, our males sometimes do not grow up just like some females, and what I see happening is, you know, you're a catch. And so instead of people realizing, okay, treat her nice, they try to be like this. And I want to make sure, because the angels show me you have a chance of really... You're going to have to, like, you know, it's like you're going to have to play that old bachelor game before they go there. What would you do? And you quiz them a little bit, because you've got them all coming out of the woodwork going, hey, Charlotte's free to ready to date. And you're like, hang on, guys. That's what they told me the next couple months. And I've got people that would have paid for that reading by me. I'll let you know. It's like, Jethro, you've always been accurate. Why didn't you tell me that? But what I'm getting, and I'm also strengthening for you now, is the angels are telling me, as you start into the other part too, is that there's some things you really wanted to do, and you're going to get to do them. You are a lot smarter than people understand, too. You're one of those tricky women that you're very clever. And it's like... If the guy, and this is what I'm telling you, all you guys that are single that always call me or write me, the guys usually email, the women are the ones on the phone. I'll say that too. But you guys that are writing me on the email, now when you've got a person like this with Charlotte, just ask her. There's nothing embarrassing about it. That's the really cool thing about having a smart woman. I pride myself. My relationship, I ask her. I have no problem. I'm the one that has trouble putting ketchup on the hamburger without hitting the dog, the couch, you know. I ask, what's going on? And she's going to tell me. It's not like she's wearing the pants. She's just letting me know. Slowly, tread slowly, Jethro. You just hurt a domestic animal out there when you were running across the yard. Kidding. But I don't know. And it's just those kind of energies. I probably embarrassed you, Charlotte. I didn't mean to, but... What you guys are not, you're missing the point with me. Make sure when you have a wife or a relationship, ask her. You know, there's nothing wrong. I feel with you, Charlotte, a lot of things could have been avoided if you'd have had ones that would just listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I see that coming. I also see that you're going to really enjoy the fact that it's time for you to really be treated good. And you make sure they wine you, they dine you, they treat you good. You know, Marilyn Monroe said, diamonds are a girl's best friend, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, that's what I told Mike, and he keeps telling me he's going to teach me that he's very godly, too, and that, I don't know. He said, you're right, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to say. But he says he's going to learn. He's going to teach me that I am to be treasured and that we're going to take it very slow and that he's going to gain my trust. And he'll just, you know, he's like, you make the decisions and...
You sound like you are an ornery woman. You are just ornery. This man is like begging for mercy, and you're spanking him with the kitchen towel. Look at you. You just really...
Well, no, I just don't trust. I've been in a lot of bad... I mean, you got to understand, I was just married a year ago, 15 years, and my personality was Boo's wife, the boys' mother. I was never Charla. I was kind of... Speak when spoken to. I was his eye candy. Before that, it came from a very controlling... My mother controlled me very badly. So for a guy to come in and say, you make the decisions, and I love you for you, and we're going to take this slow, and in God's time, we're going to pray about this. I'm sorry, but it kind of is hard for me to swallow.
And I got to get you, you should swallow it. It's a very positive thing. And what's really good, and that's why I've been teasing you around all of it, to get you to come out with what was really holding back, is that is the better choice. And it's nice to be treated good. You're not used to it. So when this guy's treating you good, you're going, oh, no, you're not. I know there's a shoe behind there. Oh, no, you're not going to be nice. yeah, that chocolate's got probably a handgun under it, don't it? No, that over there's good. And you're just waiting. You're like, you're putting on your mitts. He's like, let's hug. And you're like, I can't because my boxing gloves are too tight. You're just like making me laugh. And I don't blame you. I've been there. Believe me, it's going to slow down. It's going to go good. And it's going to be so released to have someone who does take it slow, who is there to hold you, is there to love you. And I do feel he is the one with you. I also really laugh because you've almost got to be careful. It's like you're like all of a sudden they put the light on you like Bambi, and they're all going, yummy, she's free. And you're going, back I say. You know? It's like, oh, my gosh. And what's really kind of cute is, you know, you did have a lot of sheltered, and that's why I was teasing you earlier. I did this reading a lot different, and I know a lot of my regulars and clients are going, what is he up to tonight? No, I've only been drinking Kool-Aid still. But what's really going on with you is that it is that. It's okay. And Charlotte, I see that the really good thing is that you are loving yourself. And it's kind of cute, even though he's telling you all this stuff and you're going, right, you know, and you're waiting. It also is doing a really funny thing with you, is you're being funny right back. I love your sense of humor, and I just bless you.
Well, thank you. I will have to try to call in your show again because I don't have money for a real reading through email or anything, sweetheart. I live on welfare, and I only have like $57. So I'll just try to catch your show again if I want to talk to you.
I welcome you and follow us. You know, that's one thing we're here for. And thank you. Make sure you call into Living in the Psychic Realm. We've got Medium Celeste is on. Sandra Green will do your numbers, your numerology. All of these are free to do, too. And, you know, I know, and I'm going to get a lot of email and everything else, but, you know, you're getting help, and that's what it's there for. And I worked a lot of years, and I'm glad to hear that they're helping someone like you. Because you know what? When someone's hurt you like you've been hurt, it's time for you to get a little healing. And if this United States Uncle Sam can help you a little bit, then we need to figure out something's wrong up there. So I'm glad you're calling in, and bless you. And you, I'm sure we'll be talking again, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. This was amazing. And also, it just reiterated to Michael, I told him I'm calling this psychic, and I said, if he says you're good, then I believe it. So now, I just lost a bat, too.
Well, start hugging and smiling. It's about time the sunshine hits you instead of the cranky old ex-husband. You know,
okay.
I'm going, you
know. Okay, thank you.
Thank you and bless you. And we're having one of those wild, wild nights on Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you very much. We had a very positive person from New York. If I offended anybody, I really am trying to be good, but I do am silly. And you know, I have the taste of my foot in my mouth, but it's me. That's how I am. I'm silly, and I like to be silly. To do this, sometimes we do get really wound, and if it did, I apologize to everyone. Honestly, in all things, I'd read that person a little wilder to see and show you guys how to read in a different way. And one of the things I really welcome all of you guys is that we've been having a lot of fun and that we continue on. Going through, we've got on here, we're going to bring on one of our really good friends who's been listening in. I know she hit the button, but how are you doing, Amy Kavanaugh?
Oh, I'm here. I'm just listening. And I'm in chat for, I am in chat. So, yeah, it's interesting. Everybody, these are very difficult times. They're very difficult times for so many people. So, really, the only thing that I would, or what I'm doing is just, you know, just hang in there. Hang in there. If you're not, you know, I know some people are talking about problems with their family. If you're not talking to your family, go find a new family for right now. You know, just hunker down, because I really do believe, I'm hearing this from so many different places, so many different schools of philosophy, that, you know, the world, there's enough compassion and love and hope out there that the world isn't going to end like we all thought, and so many of us hoped. Like, yeah, sorry, guys, but I've never talked to so many people who just want to go home, who just want to go home. But the big thing that I have learned, because I've just been through the mill, and I'm still going through the mill. And the one lesson I learned, and hopefully this was the lesson I was supposed to learn, so when it is my time, I don't have to come back, is be grateful. No matter how bad, like if something really, really bad happens, just automatic reaction. Be grateful for the opportunity to learn. Be grateful that the universe is just going to spill out these lessons for you, because it's made my journey. That was really the turning point where this stuff became a way of life, as opposed to a hobby. Was when I learned to incorporate gratitude and what Jethro was so good at, humor. Damien Brinkley says, if it's not funny, it's not spiritual. So,
well, did you hear what they said about his AB? Speaking of humor, and I laughed so hard. We're having all these votes on which goes together, which psychics for the doubles. We're putting out with all of our fans and followers, and they voted. And right away, Tony and Kelly, they're like, she's like Doris Day, and he's like the Rock Hudson. They said, I was like Ryan O'Neill, and you were like Barbara. And I go, Barbara Streisand? I go, Amy's a singer? And they all started laughing at me. They go, no, the movie. And they said there was a movie where those two were really, just really, we were like intriguing. And I don't know if they're just trying to be polite. And
was Ryan O'Neill?
Yeah, was it Barbara Hershey?
What was that? Oh, Barbara Hershey.
That's what I'm like. I haven't figured out. I'm like, wasn't she the girl? And it's like, no, because I think I cried when she, isn't she the girl that died in Love Story? I'm like,
that was Allie McGraw. They all look.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Let's see, yeah. Now I'm Google searching this as I talk. And the other thing, too, because we were talking, we're talking more and more about this whole idea of extraterrestrials came up.
Yes.
No more than 6 months ago was the first time I ever heard. And I randomly said, I heard four races of aliens are coming to Earth. I wonder if we can meet them. And suddenly, I must have said, be careful where and when you say something, because suddenly... That just became, I was Linda, who is one of the speakers, whatever we call it, during the week. Very, very knowledgeable, very, very knowledgeable on this. But what I was saying, especially for people who don't, anything that you're told, because another thing that's happening is there's a lot of people who are getting this information. And a lot of people are, there's a lot of opportunities for people to feed their egos, feed their pocketbooks, feed their something.
I agree. And,
use your own belief system. And if you don't know what your belief system is, it's probably whatever your parents' religion, if you haven't replaced it, it's probably your parent, run every new thought through your belief system so that these become, you don't want to be in these times, you don't want to be off on some new tangent or
yes.
a lark.
Amy, they were asking me and Aurora if we had seen the orbs, which we both said yes, we had seen orbs, but then they wanted to know if we had seen portholes in people's around their energies and actually trying to come into their aura. And the only way I would say there was something with that would be something there. And I had some other ones sense some activities. I felt that. I feel that, I do believe in the ETs. I have seen the other. But I also agree, like you said, they've got to do the proof. We had, actually, at the University of Wyoming, we had them come and do what they call ET calling. And I kid you not, they brought energies, and you could actually physically sense and see what they call, like, mothership. It made me a complete believer. And until that point, that was in my, actually, mid-20s. My boys were little. But I agree with you. There's so many out there. Make sure you get into the paranormal or the UFO. Actually, the supernatural.com is a very good site. I have a lot of things with it. I know, like, Amy, you've got to be careful. And we've got people waiting who want to talk to us. I guess we're going to do a little early, so hang on, Amy. You're our first one to talk to Psychic Jethro and Cool Amy on 678. How are you? 678.
Oh, hi. I'm Miller. I was on the air. Hello, Jethro.
Hello.
This is Susie.
I'm glad you called.
This is Susie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Susie, we're so glad you called in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. You've got me and Amy, and we're talking about how different ET activity is not real or real. What do you feel about activity, Susie?
I feel that it could very well be real.
And you've got a story to share?
I had a personal experience, and I'm really not even sure just how real it was, but I can honestly tell you that it felt very, very real. I was sick one time years ago. My children were small, and I had just taken some cold medicine, and I was laying down getting ready to go to sleep. And all of a sudden, I saw somebody standing in the doorway of my bedroom. And it was a man, and he was covered from head to toe pretty much in like a spandexy sort of a suit, dark color. It was covering his head, and he spoke into something that was on his wrist.
Ooh.
And basically he was saying that that I was sick and this wasn't a good one. You know, he's going, this is not a good one, she's sick. And and then after that it just disappeared. And but meanwhile I was scared out of my skin, so
yeah, I'm thinking
I was just hoping that you know, he was going to leave my children alone. And but somehow, in the back of my mind, I wonder if he had visited my son, because, I don't know, my son is a very, very intelligent guy, and that may be just right on his own, but I sometimes, you know, think, gee, did they plant some smart information in him or something?
Well, the abduction and the thing you're saying, I got to tease you just for a minute, because I'm from Wyoming. In Wyoming, he would have been a wall hanging, and we would have joked about the guy who had the wrong house. You know, it would have been the one who mistakenly knocked on the wrong door. But I do understand what you're saying, in all honesty, and I do believe in what you're saying with this. So you're saying that, you know, this was then your house doing some type of abduction is what you feel they were there doing.
Some kind of information or something.
What do you feel, Amy? Give us your opinion here. What do you get, our mermaid woman?
I'm in the process of believing it. I find more and more comfort in believing it, because there's so many children who have these unique talents now. They don't really fit in. I mean, that was my story, is I never really fit in, but then I was just gifted in some way that I don't really quite describe, but I know what it was. And there's so many more of them, the autism, the Asperger's, all of these people. And I will tell, I've been looking more and more into it. Again, I wanted to go slowly because I didn't want it just to be my latest little fashion accessory or cocktail conversation or something like that. Mm-hmm. But according to what I have been reading, and from Linda, who's very, very knowledgeable, and it's not like a cult, there's nothing to buy or nothing to, you know, you don't have to do any weird ritual or anything. You know, she mentioned something about I'm in my 50s of our generation, these people, I remember people used to always have bloody nose, kids used to always get bloody noses. And she was talking about people being implanted with things, and it was this implant that was causing these bloody noses. I also have found out that Dwight Eisenhower allegedly met with aliens in 1954. So, and I also noticed that because this all came about, this whole interest in the paranormal and metaphysics and, you know, talking to dead people and everything, when my husband died in 2011, I find that the people who are most receptive to all my new thoughts and ideas are people who are in the military. put that all together,
yeah.
And everybody has to come to their own, you know, I just feel so strongly about all of this that you just need to come. Don't just say, oh, well, I called in and these people said, you know, just take this information and run it through your experience, run it through your beliefs, run it through your faith, run it through everything and come to your, you know, come to your own understanding. But actually last week also twice on mainstream media, I saw something about, you know, so yes, I believe that I am believing it more and more. I have never seen a ship. I've never, you know, that there was supposedly one over the Olympic opening ceremonies. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. That's not what's going to make me believe. But I do know that there's so much more than us. And I do know that so many people, when they find out that there are alien, you know, when they find, when they add the idea that there's other life to everything else they know, you know, when they add it for me, when I add it to knowing Jesus and knowing all these other things, my life makes more sense. So
I agree. And Susie, we, to be all fair, we got you talking and we love you coming in. You're one of our family's followers. Let's give you your few minutes reading. We got about 8 minutes with me and Amy. Give me first name.
Thank you, Susie. I'm in Georgia.
Susie, I'm getting here with you that you've got other energies there with family that's not done happening. You've got some other people that you're keeping them afloat. They seem to be kind of having a little bit of stress, and it's going to take off more for you a little later, but you're the rock of the family. You're kind of the spiritual one, as Amy was saying, that helps others, and I keep hearing the guys telling me that your prayers are being answered. It just hasn't all come through yet.
Okay. Do you pick up anything for beginnings of a relationship for me at all?
Amy, what are you feeling with her in a relationship?
I feel, what I'm feeling right now is that your energies are so tied up with your family that it would be hard to attract the right person right now. So if that is what you are looking for, to start taking these, you know, look where you're spending your energy. You know, take little spot checks during the day. What am I thinking about? You know, because those are the things, that's what you're manifesting. So try to shift your energies from the family and from those who are depending on you to yourself and what you want, and then you will be able, then the right person is just going to, you know, it's like a module that's just right, it's already right there. It's probably someone who's already right there. It's just your energies aren't in a mode that would attract it right now. You're just overlooking it.
You know, I have been wanting someone in my life, and my feelings with my family and with my ex-husband and my daughter right now is really, it's a little validation of what I want in my new person. What I really, really want very badly for myself is someone that's going to be supportive in a very loving way and, you know, have my back, as well as, you know, me being that for somebody else. But I still very much want someone that's going to be supportive.
Great.
But then to do that, to manifest that, you, and this,
hello?
I'm just speaking for myself right there, is that in order to manifest someone who's going to take care of you, you can't be taking care of everybody else, because it sends out to the world that you don't need support.
Mm-hmm. Great. And we got 5 minutes. We got 206. You came in. 206, we're going to get to you, too, so you get a chance on Psychics Gone Wild. You're here with Amy Kavanaugh, Psychic Jethro, and our new coolest friend who's in Georgia. And you guys say your name, Georgia friend.
Oh, Meezy.
So how are you, 206?
Oh, good. This is Holly.
Hi, Holly. We're going to the last of the show here. We've got 5 minutes. Would you quickly want to give us a question? We've got three more people going to be added onto this psychic with me and Amy Kavanaugh and Wild Night tonight.
Okay. I'm just wondering, did I just now today really hear some friends in the spirit world, they were telling me names of songs to play?
Holly, those are angels, and when they're doing that, the spirit guides, and they're telling you songs, were they songs to you that meant something?
Yeah.
Yes, very much. And I, you know, you'll listen to this on our show. You've got to follow us, Holly. Pamela Cummings talks about it. I talk about it. My relationship, we've always used the angels with it. We turn on the radio. Now, were these songs that were familiar to people that had passed to you?
Yes.
They're doing it together, and they're giving you their energy. Notice if you sit down, do your meditation, and then just do what I call randomly dial. That means you cannot pick the station you always want to hear. Randomly dial, and just see what you pick up. The first words, and obviously if it's the channel that does Spanish, you don't do Spanish, don't listen. It's not going to make sense. But any of the other stations, tune in and do it, and then just set. Feel the music and listen to what it's doing. It's the angel and your people telling you that on the other side. Holly, we're going to love to have you hang on. Would you just stay with us? And we're going to try to get as many of our friends in for our first Wild Saturday night. And thank you, Amy, for tuning in.
Okay.
The Psychic's Gone Wild is going there. Tune in to us tomorrow, 773-897-6461, for a full hour and a half, and maybe 2 hours if we can get enough of you on. 90465. We've got two 904s. Hello, 904?
Hi, 904, but they're good.
Good. 65904. Hello.
Hi, my name is Mona. I have a question about my love life.
Whoa, Mona, you've been calling the right ones. We're here for you. We have been talking about a lot of fiery stuff today, and we're welcoming you to call Psychics Gone Wild. Mona, would you like to just hang on and either give Amy your name or your date of birth so she can pick up low with your guide?
Okay, give us her name, Mona.
Uh-huh, and the date of birth is February the 3rd.
Okay.
When it's time to, sometimes the time we want love in our life is the time that we're at our lowest, and what we take on, you know, we just take on another obligation instead of, you know, they detract from our purpose, not enhance our purpose. So I say, just, you know, live the life that you would be living if the man of your dreams was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he is probably there. Just, you know, again, it's sort of the laws of attraction or the secret or whatever you want to call it. But I notice in my life, I'm, you know, the people who come into my, you know, usually end up getting in relationships when other aspects of my life aren't going well. As an escape, I really just need to go out and have a couple cocktails, but instead I find a boyfriend. And the hangover is much worse. So I'm just feeling that as soon as you are living a life that you're comfortable with, the person that you've been dreaming of will just, you know, plug in like it's a, you know, just like a module that, you know, and it will be as if it was there for, as if you were together, you know, where have you been all my life? And it's probably right next door. It's just you weren't living, you know, it's just a matter of how.
I do, too, and I agree with you, Amy. I'm hating to cut you, but we've only got a minute left, and Mona, I'm going to try to give you, 45 seconds of, I do see there is someone in a relationship. I also see that you're still handling something here on there which you want to get done, and it's causing stress on you mentally, Mona.
Oh, wow, okay. I'm not sure what that is.
It seems to be where your head is going in one direction, you're ready, and yet there's something kind of doing it. And I see you, like you keep stepping down on the brake a little bit whenever it comes to this relationship. I feel you have a lot to give, and you want a real person. You want them to be ready to step into life with you. Someone you had before wasn't sure or something, and you're not going to tolerate half measures.
Oh, okay.
Does that help? And I'm kind of being mean to you, and I didn't mean to. Please get a hold of us again next week. We've got like 18 seconds, or get a hold of us tomorrow night here.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I we go in here to give everybody a chance. And Amy, I apologize. I didn't ever want to be rude. But
no,
please
fine.
find out what that movie we're on, because if we're that wild, we want to know who.
Yeah, I know. That is. It's the whole thing is just the universe is just an amazing place, and these times are really amazing. So don't be scared of them. It all works for our highest good. It's just not going to be a walk in the park. It's, you know, it is these times that we are living in are times for, we need to have our big girl and our big boy pants on, and it will be worth the effort.
Everyone bless you, and put on those big boys and big pants for Friday night, 4 p.m. Eastern time, for me and Amy, and we've had a blast. I hope you did too. Here, talk to you tomorrow.